Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us if you've been doing that today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblastinggame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. And JBSBA is the acronym for the other two. So when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email, and I hope you like it. And by the way, that newsletter, in addition to the feature article, and then in addition to that, there's also something I call Until Next Time, which is a smaller little piece that I do. And then below that is the schedule for the coming week. You'll receive it by email on Sunday, and you'll be able to see all the people who are going to be on, all the guests who are going to be on the show in the coming week. So you can kind of be checking it out and seeing who's coming up and see when you want to make sure you stay. I mean, I know all of you listen every minute that we're on the air, but in case there's an area that you want to listen to a little bit more with a little bit more emphasis than the article, the newsletter will help you. And of course, you can also get that information on our website in the schedule section. Russell Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. He's also the author of the outstanding new software program, BizPricer, and he's our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Boy, I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you here. I can see how you would be pretty excited to be back on the show. After all these years, I'm still amazed that you come back, but I appreciate that. Russell, you and I have been conducting a series of what you call the laws of the business buying and selling jungle, and it's basically the alphabet. We've been going down through the alphabet and talking about some of the different areas that you've identified that people need to pay attention to when they're thinking about buying a business and selling a business. And I think we're in the queues, aren't we?
Yes, we've got up to...
Did we talk about product obsolescence last time? I know we talked about machinery obsolescence.
You know something? I think we did not talk about product.
I think I want to talk about, because I don't think we did talk about product obsolescence. And I think we need to be sure we don't jump over that one, because product obsolescence is, in my opinion, never, ever, ever in the history of the marketplace been more important to be prepared for than it is today, Russell. Because when you and I were pups coming up, you could create a product and maybe live your life, you know, make a living with that one product. But that's not always true today, is it?
No, the speed of technological advance is increasing by orders of magnitude each year. And, of course, the means of communication about those products and new products is almost instantaneous now with the use of the Internet. So so many things are happening that you have to really, really pay attention to the product issue. And will it, even though it's selling very, very well today and in the past, what about the future? And that's
right
to look at.
Well, and you know, Russell, you mentioned the speed with which people find out about these things and the adoption curve. You know, years ago, you could have a competitor coming on the horizon that ultimately will one day, you know, maybe even put an industry out of business or at least a sector of an industry out of business. But you could still have several years before that new innovation really became diffused in the marketplace. And you could continue, and then even when it did become diffused, you could compete head up with it for a while. I mean, this was a slow process. Once you had a product that worked, it lasted a long time. But for the last 10 years or so, that hasn't been the case in most cases, has it?
No, that's true. As you said, there was time, because of the length of time it took to get the product to market, there was time, if it was a competing product to you, there was time for you to develop a plan, take a look at it, come up with ways to meet the challenge of the competition, and, you know, with that head start, more than likely hold off your competitor. Mm-hmm. But like we were just saying, today, all of a sudden, the product can be on the market via the Internet.
Right.
And things that are associated with the Internet, like eBay, like your previous guest.
The distribution process, the diffusion process, has been much more compressed. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Russ to tell us how we should really look at any product of any company we're thinking about buying. Retail, stay with us. On the roof is peaceful as can be.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the
We're back at 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. Russell Brown is our guest and our good friend. The author of a number of books on buying and selling businesses. And Russell, give us your website, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
Can we find out about the BizPricer there?
Oh, you certainly can. In fact, we've got an online features demo, and we've got examples of actual business valuations.
Isn't this a product that every real estate office ought to have?
Absolutely. You know, in fact, that's a very, very fast increasing part of our market, because many real estate agents are taking on business sales now.
There's not a business broker in every community like there is a realtor in every community.
You got it.
And your BizPricer will actually educate them too. Just because you're a realtor doesn't mean you know how to sell. I mean, even commercial property takes extra training, commercial real estate. But to get into a business, I mean, that's a whole other world.
Yeah. Oh, sure. It's even much different than the commercial real estate.
It's totally different from selling real estate. But with a little bit of help from something like your product or some of the other stuff that people have out there, it'd be a good thing to think about. Russ, I want to get back into this product obsolescence. Would you say that it's an overstatement to say if you buy any business today, look at the products that are being sold, even if they're currently selling successfully, look at any product that's currently being sold in the marketplace with a jaundiced eye, and if you don't have a plan for the next generation of that product or another product, you probably are going to be at a disadvantage very soon? Is that an overstatement?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, I think that even if it isn't a problem for the future, I mean, it's just good common sense and good due diligence to look at that, you know, the product from that point of view. Whether you're a buyer of a business or you're the owner of the business just operating it and have no intention of selling in the near term, I mean, you should be always watching, always thinking about how that product fits into the marketplace. What the improvements are, what do the customers want and need, you know, and how are things changing as time goes on? And that's important, especially important in the sale of a business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, you know, you're buying, nobody has a crystal ball, so you can't tell what the future is. So what we have to do in valuing a business is look at the past and try to make some educated projections off of the past performance. And the problem, of course, is if you're making projections off past performance of a hot product and that product is just about to go into decline, that past performance isn't worth a hill of beans.
It's worth nothing. Yeah, and you know, the culture has changed so much with regard to the culture of consumers with regard to how people accept change. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, somebody came up with a fancy idea. It might have been a great idea, but if it was moving too fast for the consumers, they would be afraid of it a little bit. I remember some of those things. But today, the consumers expect speed. They actually like it when it's a little edgy, don't they?
Yes, they certainly do. And like you we were saying, you know, the use of the electronic communications now is so dramatically different than when you and I were somewhat younger and
right.
the forefront of these kinds of things. That, I mean, it's hard for us to even understand. I mean, ideas, especially younger generation, using the instant messaging as feature on their cell phones, can immediately move products up the chain to the top, and just through word of mouth that way.
Right. Well, you know, and Russ, if we're all right, so we're looking at a business, and then the company has products, they've got sales, they've got customers coming in, they got a track record, they've got a history of success. How do we know whether to discount the price because of some possible product obsolescence? How do we make that determination of where this product is in the maturity timeline?
Well, that's a very complicated question with a very complicated answer. But to try to sum it up a little bit is that you have a process called due diligence that kind of wraps up many things.
Right.
But part of it is to investigate the product or service that the company's selling and to try to make an intelligent projection as to whether or not you can expect sales and revenue and profits to continue into the future. Now, what you need to do is you need to understand the customer, who is the customer, and you need to understand the marketplace, and you need to understand the technology that's perhaps moving in that marketplace. Now, not everything is technologically based.
Mm-hmm.
But in one way or another, technology touches every product that we deal with. So you need to look at all of these factors, and again, it's very difficult in a short period of time to list.
Well, you need to talk to other people in the industry too, don't you? You need to find people who are on the cutting edge of some things in the industry and talk to them about what's coming up in the future.
Well, you need to know, again, that's the marketplace. You need to know what is going on out there. And sure, there are plenty of consultants and industry sources to help you make intelligent projections.
Stand by, Russell. When we come back, I'm going to ask Russ to talk to us about not only the product, but the way the product is distributed, how that can be obsolete as well. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Russell Brown is here too, by the way, folks, because Russ has been such a great resource for us over the years, in more than 7 years of joining us on the air. He's just given us so many great pieces of information, so many great perspectives, and many, many, many of those are archived for posterity on our website at jbsba.com. Go there and look for Russell's name in the alphabetical listing of our brain trust, or go to the archives link and find the category, business buying category, in the link there and in the catalog, I should say, and you can find Russell's name right on the top of that list and all the archives of past shows. Russell, give us your website one more time, please.
Businessbookpress.com.
And then you find your books and BizPricer there, which is a software. It's brand new stuff, folks. It's pretty darn new, and it's unique in the industry, and I encourage you to check it out. What's the price of BizPricer now?
$99.95 if you want it delivered to your door with manual and CD-ROM, or $79.95 if you want it right away, and you can download it.
Download it. So and I know that if they tell you that they've heard about you on my show, you'll put in that white paper on that we talked about. We talked about in the past.
Accomplishing due diligence. Yeah.
Yeah, accomplishing due diligence. Would you throw that in, Russ?
Sure, I will.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. That's a very valuable tool, by the way. Accomplishing due diligence. That'll educate you on that. Russell, I want to talk about obsolescence of distribution channels for a second. We've been talking about product obsolescence as something to look for when you're buying a business, and if you're selling a business, to understand what your purchasers are going to be looking at. But, Russell, somebody might be saying to us right now, well, guys, I sell men's suits, or I sell men's shoes, or I sell women's, you know, dresses, or whatever it might be. That's pretty much that they could have a right to say, women are going to stop buying dresses, men are not going to stop buying suits, you know, so why do I have to worry about product obsolescence? I change with the fashions, the new fashion. We have the new seasons every year. Well, you know what? They're right, Russell. But what I would be saying to them is, Are people going to always want to buy from your store? Are they going to want other distribution channels? So that's something to pay attention to, isn't it?
Well, of course. And with today's the increasing use of the Internet, that tells you right there that they've got different means and methods of purchasing the product. And it's in a lot of ways, it's much, much more convenient. And when you talk about things like suits and shoes and things that a lot of people really want to try on, well, many of these many businesses are now they've worked this into their pricing and their business model, but they're offering no hassle, no questions asked exchanges of products, so that you can actually get pairs of shoes to try on at home, and then pick the ones you like and return the others and things like that. They're doing it with furniture now as well.
Well, there's a guy that comes by my office. I don't buy all my clothes from him, but I buy some from him. And he comes by and brings his wares into my office, and I look at them, and I never have to leave my building.
Yep, that's another.
Now, and they're custom made. I mean, they fit me and bring them back, and it's a good value, especially when I don't have to go. I don't have to take the time to go shopping, and I still buy from local merchants. Of course, he's a local merchant too. But the thing is that it's another channel. Is the point, Russell? Can't we encourage people to think about this? Look, even if the business you're buying has a good model, don't buy it unless you can think about how you're going to influence it for the future. What you're going to be buying is essentially the past. Don't count it on it for a long time into the future. Is that a good way to say it?
Yes, absolutely. And you should always, always ask the business owner or seller, if you were going to stay with the business, what would you do differently? Mm-hmm. What things can I look at?
That's a real good way to say that, too.
Yep.
It doesn't put them on the defensive, does it?
Right. You don't put them on the defensive at all, no. And you know, if they're a legitimate business, a seller, which we presume they are, they will give you a good, honest answer. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good reasons why they may not be doing that themselves.
Right.
It might be a lack of capital. You know, a lot of times, and of course, right now, there's many, many businesses coming to market because
right.
they're owned by baby boomers. Or
right. It may just be that they want to go do something else. Russell, I'm afraid we've run out of time. We always have fun when you're here. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you for being here, as always. Give us your website one more time.
Businessbookpress.com.
It's a lot of free stuff there, too, folks. I encourage you to check out Russ's website. Thank you, Russ. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.